Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information about them, just go to their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And maybe you can hear him kind of banging around back here. Mr. Mark Rogers returns to our program.
Bull in a china closet.
How are you, Mark?
Really well. Doing fine. How are you, Hunter?
I'm doing all right. I've been listening to your new record. I like the new record, and I'm hoping you'll play some songs from it here this
morning. I will.
Morning.
Thank you. Thank you for playing it.
No problem. What are you going to play for us first here?
I'm going to do a song that, it's kind of mellow. I think it's a Sunday morning. We'll start out a little bit slower, a little bit more mellow, and I'll bring it down a half step just to help my voice.
Okay.
It's called Waiting for Maria.
Excellent. Here is Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Time you see Maria,
sunlight in her eyes. If her world should turn in circles, let that come as no surprise. There's a restless in the wind. Up in the night, and now I'm waiting for Maria, trusting everything's all right.
Yeah. Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Your wife listens to instructions well, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I brought my wife Mary Ellen here, and of course your wife Denise is here. And
yes,
and I always play better in front of girls anyway. So.
There you go. You bring your own audience to these things. Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. The new album's called Rhythm of the Roads.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that you wrote this during the pandemic.
Yeah, pretty much. Just about everything. There's one song on there that I'm going to play later on that I started in 1991.
Oh, wow.
But finished it just, you know, in the last few months. But yeah, just everything was done during the pandemic. I had my earlier album came out in 2019.
Right.
And I just kept writing, kept going. And then, of course, the pandemic came and that, you know, gave everybody time to just, you know, reflect and write and stuff like that.
Well, it must have made it challenging to record the record. How did you record it?
Yeah, well,
because there are a lot of artists on this record.
Yeah, you know, we all wore masks. And interestingly enough, I got COVID after one of the sessions, and so had to, you know, quarantine for several weeks. There were many times I didn't think this record was going to get made. You know,
really?
All sorts of obstacles kept coming up. But we got it done. And Rob Ulsh, you know, continues to amaze me with his ability to produce and, you know, engineer great records. And I think he did his best work on this one.
Where was it produced?
This was done at Master Sound here in Virginia Beach. Rob Ulsh has a great studio, and you know, he records a lot of people, a lot of really good people.
Well, speaking of good people, you have a lot of good people on this record.
Yeah,
some good friends of this show: Larry Burwald, Jimmy Masters, Bob Gurley, John Toomey.
Yeah,
man, you got all these people together in the middle of a pandemic.
I know, I did.
that's really something.
It was amazing that we pulled them all together, and of course, you know, you can hear their brilliance on the record.
It's amazing.
It's
really good.
Yeah. Bill Gurley is a wonderful acoustic guitarist, and he plays this instrument called a mandocello. And that song I just did, Waiting for Maria, he turns it into this, you know, film noir, European kind of wonderful track. It's just really great.
Well, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays banjo, he plays fiddle, he plays everything.
Yeah, he does. He does.
It's amazing. And Larry Burwald really turns in a rather interesting guitar part at the end of this album. I've never heard him play like that.
Yeah,
before.
You're referring to a track called Flying. It ends the album, but we just let Larry go.
Yeah,
for about, I don't know, you know, a minute prior to, you know, turning the band loose, and he just went for it.
Yes.
It sounds great.
I was talking to him about it, and he said, yeah, they just said, go ahead and play whatever you want. I said, okay. And that's what I did.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And it adds so much texture to the track and to the album. He plays on several of the songs.
Yeah. We are talking with Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I might mention that we're live up on Facebook right now. Yes, we're back to doing these sessions live on Facebook. So check it out and share it with your friends, because that's how it gets around, right? That's how it gets around. Would you like to do something else from the album?
Yeah, yeah, I would, if my voice will let me. This is $50 Fine.
This is Mark Rogers.
Mm-hmm. if they catch you on the road, it's a $50 fine. And they won't leave you alone, it's written up on that sign. Standing on the pavement, just beyond the spoken word. I was listening for something, can't be sure of what I heard.
Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And of course, you have a band, don't you?
I do. I mentioned Bill. Bill Gurley is in my band. Jimmy Masters plays bass, and Laurie De Los Santos sings harmony. Yeah. That's sort of our band now. So
right.
The shows that we have scheduled to play in the spring That's who I'm going to go out on the road with.
You're going to go out on the road in the spring.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I wouldn't say on the road. We're going to Richmond. We're going to D.C. There may be an opportunity to go to Philly, but we're going to play a few shows with that configuration.
Where do you play in Richmond?
We play at the Tin Pan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that in Richmond?
It's, you know, it's, I'm not as familiar with Richmond. It's the western side of town.
Staples Mill Road, maybe?
Might
no?
be. I'm sorry. I don't really know. I've been there a number of times, but, you know, I just follow my GPS.
Oh, okay. That's probably what I would do, too, come to think of it. I haven't been to Richmond driving around in a long time.
Yeah. And well, we're also talking to the Z Theater, so there might be an opportunity to play there as well in the spring.
Oh, well, that will be good.
Yeah.
That will be good. Well, you're going to just kind of hunker down this winter? You're going to continue to write, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to continue to write. I'm going to have knee replacement surgery in January, so that's going to you know, hold me up for a couple months. And then,
yeah.
But that's good. I need it, and I want it, and I want to get it done.
Well, we wish you the best with that.
Thank you.
It can be kind of dicey sometimes. Mm-hmm. I bet you're wondering about that one.
Well, I had it done to my left knee already, so
oh, good.
I'm good.
You've already been through it. The album, it's being like played worldwide now, I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, it's starting to. I've got a record promotion company, one in the U.S. and one in Europe, that is promoting it. And we're going after Americana stations, AAA, and NPR stations. And speaking of NPR, not, you know, you've been playing it, and Paul Shagrew's been playing it, and and it's getting picked up by lots of playlists. And that's, you know, that's the interesting thing about the music business these days. You know, radio's great, but playlists are kind of where it's at.
Spotify and stuff like that.
So
it doesn't pay you very much, does it?
No, I checked. I've got 37,000 streams as of for one track as of this morning, and I've made about $120. So, you know, you want to keep your day job, that's for sure.
What else would you like to play for us? We're talking with Mark Rogers. The name of the album is Rhythm of the Roads.
I'm going to do a song I started in 1991 and wrote it for my wife.
Why did it take you so long to do this song?
Oh, geez. You know, I only had the first two verses for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought it into the studio and the band started playing it. And it sounded so good when we were doing it. And Larry Burwell, you mentioned, was just kind of locked in. And, you know, Pal Randolph was playing drums and Jimmy was playing bass. And it sounded so good that we just did another verse, although we didn't have the lyrics to it. We just did it. And I wrote the lyrics to it. And so I finished it up after we'd already recorded the instrumental track.
And the name of the song
is? It's called Shake It Down.
Excellent. Here is Mark Rogers on Hunter at Sunrise.
Somebody's singing and it's dry little tenderness, and I've been winking but she doesn't even look my way.
Oops.
And there's nothing I can say. Don't worry, baby, 'cause I'm gonna make it easy for ya. Don't waste a second contemplating what could never be. If it was up to me, when you build that wall, I wanna shake it down. When you turn to leave, I wanna move you around. I know I'm thinking she's just waiting there behind the door.
Played that song 10 million times and I completely forgot the second chord. Isn't that funny how that happens?
Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, your wife appreciated it. She was applauding.
Right,
of course, I warned her that she had to applaud.
All right, everybody, if you were listening to that second chord, this is it. Yeah.
Just in case you want to hear it done right.
It wasn't that. It was this. It's a major seven, and
it's all right. It's early in the morning on a Sunday.
Right.
I think we can give you a little bit of a slack there.
Thank you.
Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you coming all the way down here from Williamsburg to be on the show and live. That's cool. It's just really good.
Thank you so much, Hunter. Really appreciate your support, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
How can you get this album? Because I'm sure you'd rather them purchase the album than listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to Bandcamp, Mark Rogers 1 at Bandcamp, to get the CD. You can download it anywhere. It's through CD Baby, so it goes everywhere.
Rhythm of the Roads from Mark Rogers. Mark, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Hunter. Appreciate it.
Excellent. That's Mark Rogers here on Hunter at Sunrise.